Hey, Mario, Greg Corumbus with Radio America. How are you, sir?
Greg, how you doing? Good.
Doing great. Thank you so much for your time today.
Sure.
We'll keep you here. This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Mario Diaz of Concerned Women for America. He has looked closely at the opening statement of Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor. And as Sotomayor takes questions from lawmakers today, Mr. Diaz says that her statements on Monday don't match up with her attitude towards the law and the courts that she's expressed over the past many years. And Mario, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure, it's a pleasure.
Sotomayor is being praised for a pretty careful and pretty direct statement. She said that her number one priority in judicial philosophy is fidelity to the law. Why does that smack you as not consistent with what she said or done before?
Well, you know, you just have to look at the facts. And the facts is that up until now, for 20 years, she has said the total opposite of that. She has said that different speeches numerous times that the appellate court level is where policy is made. I didn't say that. She said that herself. She has said that her gender and her race will play a role in her judicial opinions. So the fact that she all of a sudden has seen the light and looks more like Justice Scalia than what she has been for 20 years, it has to be troubling and puzzling to anybody who listened to that statement yesterday.
She also talked about the empathy factor a little bit, but she says, while it's helpful to her in understanding where everyone's coming from, ultimately it's the law that decides the case. So how does that stack up against her track record?
Well, it doesn't stack up at all. Most people know about her famous statement saying that a wise Latino woman would reach better conclusions than a white man. Those are the troubling statements that she is now having to deal with, and we have seen now that she's willing to say whatever it takes. Now that the Supreme Court is in sight, she knows what she has to say. She knows that the real truth, the real way to follow the law is for a judge to just look at the Constitution and the laws and not let her race or her gender play into her decisions. But before she had the Supreme Court in sight, she was very candid and very open in saying what she really did, which is what we saw in the Ricci case, the firefighters case in New Haven. So now she has to deal with that because she has the Supreme Court in sight, and so she wants to say all the right things. What we've pointed out is that that really is even more troubling for us because she's willing now to admit that she has known all along what she was supposed to do, and she purposely refused to do it in order to advance her preferred, causes, in this case, the minority issues.
We're talking with Mario Diaz of Concerned Women for America. And Mario, just this morning here on Tuesday morning, in questioning from the chairman, Patrick Leahy, in pretty soft questioning, of course, Leahy said that her decision in the Ricci case was based on precedent at the Supreme Court, precedent on the Second Circuit, and now that the Supreme Court has made the decision that it did in reversing her on Ricci, if that sort of case were to come back, she said that she would rule differently because there's a different precedent now. Do you believe that?
Senator Leahy's questioning is nothing short of a farce. I mean, he's outright said the opposite of what she said in talking about her wife, Latina, comments. She said, I'm quoting here, kind of, he said, you said that a wise Latina judge would make wise decisions. That's not at all what she said. She said they would make better decisions than white. And on the Ricci case, the same thing. He's trying to kind of put the case in a new light because they know how bad it is. The fact is, the Supreme Court disagreed with her assessment of the case. And actually, although it was a 5-4 decision, all of the judges disagreed with her the decision to uphold summary judgment in the case because there were so many issues. You see, that the most troubling aspect about the Ricci case was the fact that she didn't even take the time to explain what was that legal precedent that she so much is quoting now. In a paragraph, she dismissed the case. So that is basically how she's handled herself up until now. And now that she's face to face with what is her, I'm sure, the biggest dream of her life, she's willing to do whatever it takes in order to attain it. but the facts do not match with reality. The facts do not match with her statements. Now, that is why Concerned Women for America opposed her even before the hearing started, because we know that with just a few coach statements, she cannot do away with 20 years of radical judicial philosophy.
When there are Republican members who ultimately vote against her, and again, as was mentioned yesterday, she'll probably be confirmed, but there will be some no votes against her. I believe it was Senator Graham of South Carolina who said, when some Republicans do vote against you, it's not because you're a minority or because you're a woman. We just disagree with where you come from. And a lot of the Republican members brought up the case of Miguel Estrada, who was a Bush nominee to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, who never even got a hearing because of a lot of different political gamesmanship. What do you make of the GOP bringing up the Estrada nomination in order to explain how demographic politics plays into this as well?
I think it's very appropriate, because what the Democratic leadership at that point did with Miguel Estrada was really shameful. And it is really highlighted by the fact that they chose a Supreme Court nominee that's a Latina now, because that was precisely the reason why they oppose Estrada. And we know that because some memos that were leaked at the time expressly said we need to oppose Miguel Estrada because he might eventually become the first Hispanic nominee to the Supreme Court. So it's really shameful that they want to go past that today and just be really proud that they are nominating the first Hispanic when they acted in such a shameful way before. So I think it's appropriate. It's not something that should be held against Judge Sotomayor, because she has nothing to do with that. But it shows that what we have said is important, which is a judge's race, gender, experience does not in any way qualify them for the Supreme Court. I'm a Hispanic. I can be proud of Judge Sotomayor's experience and where she's come from and the fact that she's from Puerto Rico like I am, and I can still disagree 100% with her judicial philosophy, and that doesn't make me a traitor anyway. That's the way our founders intended for us to look at law, and which is actually, ironically, the biggest concern we have with her, that she has not done that. She does put race before the law. She really, and this comes really from President Obama, has suggested we rip the blindfold from Lady Justice, that image that we have where we are reminded that we are all to have equal justice regardless of our color of our skin, how we look or how we talk or anything like that.
Mario, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Mario Diaz of Concerned Women for America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.